coming online, we think, at just the right time, with the growing emphasis on transparency and open government, and especially in this fiscal climate, when governments at all levels are seeing their resources stressed and facing some really difficult decisions about spending allocations, Gavistics offers a knowledge base for informing the public and engaging them in these critical conversations.
Now, I should stress that right now this is just state and local, not federal?
That is correct. And again, we think this we think this fills a void. It's tough to believe that here in 2010 we've had a gap in a comprehensive standardized presentation of state and local government spending data. There's obviously been a lot of focus on this at the federal level, and I think some great progress made. What we're trying to do is push that same type of progress with state and local governments, which of course are much closer to the typical taxpayer. And represent the lion's share of the average taxpayer's bill.
So, first off, before we walk through the site, who are you guys? Why do you this is started by the Center for Governmental Research? Who are you guys?
Appreciate the question. You're right. Gavistics is a product of CGR, the Center for Governmental Research. We are a nonprofit headquartered in Rochester, New York. We're celebrating our 95th anniversary this year. And we work primarily with state and local governments on issues ranging from government management to economic analysis to consolidation and human services. And this effort really began with the basic realization that we were hearing from more and more of the governments we work with, this basic realization that you can't effectively manage what you can't measure. And again, despite all the focus on transparency and open government in recent years, we still didn't have access to all spending data for state and local governments nationwide. And that lack of transparency, at least in any kind of standard way, was pretty staggering. So we developed Gavistics in a way that we think will help fill much of that void.
And we are talking to Joseph Stefko. He is, did I say that right?
That's correct.
Stefko, there you go. CGR's Director of Public Finance and the man behind Gavistics. And if people go to this website, how difficult was this to pull all this together? Because I imagine, I know in federal agencies, all sorts of different data sets, different ways of pulling the data together. It must be true on state and local level as well.
Well, you're absolutely right, Chris, and frankly, that's probably why it hadn't been done before. The database that Gavistics is built upon is the largest of its kind. We have detailed spending for just about 39,000 governments nationwide, including every state and nearly every county, city, town, village, borough, and so on. And the data are provided at really powerful levels of detail. We have 8 high-level categories like public safety and social services, administration, and so on. And those 8 high-level categories break out to about 36 detailed subcategories. So if you want to know what the city of Davenport, Iowa spends on police or fire or debt service or its courts, you can get that through the tool. Now, in terms of the underlying database, we built this largely upon the Census of Governments data, which is the largest of its kind. It's data collected by the U.S. Census Bureau, largest of its kind in the nation, and the only one, and again, here's one of the real challenges to doing something like this, it's the only one to report standardized spending and revenue data for nearly every government nationwide.
And do states, I mean, there's a big push to get some kind of standardization across federal agencies, and I know there are a couple of states that do that, but there's not really a standard yet.
Well, there absolutely isn't a standard, and as we look out across the country, we see a handful of states, New York State being one of the good examples, where there's been a lot of progress in the last 10 years or so in not only collecting this information, collecting these data from county governments, city governments, school districts, all the local taxing entities, and publishing it in a standard form, but making it readily available via the web to consumers. But again, New York and those handful of states really are the exception to the rule. And one of the things that we've been hearing as we've talked to folks across the country in putting this tool together is that as much as there has been a focus in the last decade on enhancing transparency and making it easier for the average taxpayer, the average stakeholder to engage in these kinds of government spending conversations, just given the resource constraints and the tough decisions that state and local governments are faced with right now, those priorities priorities have been, you know, put on the back burner, so to speak. So we think, again, we think the timing is right for this tool, and that's why we were so excited to launch it when we did last week.
Who do you imagine will use this data?
Well, we think that there are a variety of different segments of the market for this information. We think that consumers will include, you know, for example, the average taxpayer. Now you can actually go online, go to Govistics.com, and look at, in detailed fashion, how your government spends across every functional spending category, and with a couple clicks of the mouse, not only see how your city or your county or your state's spending priorities compare in relative terms, what's our investment in public safety versus education and so on. But with a couple clicks of the mouse, you can immediately compare to your size, your demographic, your wealth peer communities across the country. Are we spending more? Are we spending less? So we think there's a taxpayer component that's interested in this. We think that there's, for example, a kind of a business community, a chamber, an economic development market for this. Obviously, there's been a big focus in recent years on how do we do government more cost effectively, and how do we compare, how do we enhance our regions and our state's economic competitiveness vis-a-vis our peers. Well, we think, again, that the comparative tools that are built into Govistics.com really empower users to drive those comparisons. And what we hope happens is that Govistics won't answer all of your questions about government spending, but we think it represents an effective way of targeting conversations, especially the efficiency conversations. Why are we spending more than a peer community, say, in the Sun Belt? Or why are we spending less? Are we doing something right? Are we doing something wrong? It opens up, it provides more information to those conversations, and we hope opens up people's eyes to examine ways to do things differently in the public sector.
I understand that this is mostly municipal. There's no schools in here right now, currently, correct?
That's correct. What we have right now are your state governments and again, virtually all of your general-purpose local governments across the country, so your counties, cities, towns, boroughs, villages, and so on. We will, in the next several months, be adding into Govistics.com a data layer that, as you said, covers virtually all of the school districts across the country. A couple of other pieces that we're working on in addition to adding some new, we think are some pretty powerful visualizations of the data that make them more accessible to the average user. We're also going to be adding in layers looking at performance measurements. So as we've spoken with some government officials in states across the country as this tool was in development, we heard them say to us, well, looking at what our governments are spending at the state and local level is one side of the coin, but the return on the investment is also critical. We'd love to see data layers there. So we're beginning, we're beginning to develop those performance measurement, those performance management data layers to integrate.
And this is a snapshot of data, as you said, you pull from the census, 2010 release of the U.S. Census of Government data. Is there back data, or do you envision someday being able to get almost more real-time kind of data?
Well, that certainly would be our objective going forward. Probably before we get to the real-time data point in development of Govistics.com, we will be able to build in a time series. So in addition to the school district and the performance measurement data layers that I referenced before, we will be adding in information from previous Census of Governments releases. So not only will users be able to see where they are as of the most recent data release, but how does that compare to 5, 10, or 15 years ago? How have we changed relative to, say, the rate of inflation, and again, relative to how our peers have changed? We think it gives people a time series perspective on how their public investments and, by extension, how their economic regional competitiveness has changed over that same period of time.
And I understand that there is a free version, but if you want to get into the real richness of it, there is a cost to this, right?
That's exactly right. We certainly do have a free level, which gives users access to the aggregated spending data for every state and virtually every county across the country. So you can view the combined spending for all governments in, say, Frederick County, Virginia. We do have, as you allude to, a much more detailed level of data that allows users to drill into specifics for their community. Say, as long as we're talking about Frederick County, say Winchester City. So with the click of a mouse, you can see what that city spends, how much they spend, what they spend it on, and how it compares to its peers nationwide. And we actually have three subscription levels for that, from a daily membership on the low end to an annual membership on the high end.
And it seems like, as you said, there's been a lot of discussion about transparency, openness, and yet, in a way, it's almost sad that the site like this is necessary. It seems like something that this is public information, and that another organization has to go and make that accessible to people seems, as I say, almost sad in some way.
Well, you know, and you mentioned it before. I mean, it's a challenge because we've seen each of these transparency data release conversations happen independent of one another in each of the states and many of the communities across the country. Even if those conversations had gone further and we had all of the states having these sorts of data available to folks, we still think that there's a value add for a site like this, specifically because of the comparative power that the tool gives you. That you know, as I sit in Rochester, New York today, or you sit in Washington, D.C., again, with a couple of clicks of the mouse, you can immediately compare yourself to peers in other states and other statutory frameworks where there may be other approaches to delivering the same basic services that my local government provides. And that's the kind of light bulb that we want to go on with folks so that they begin to look outside of the bounds of their community, their region, their state, and see if there are more cost-effective ways of delivering the public services that we all depend on.